of Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame, and it shall burn and devour his thorns and briar and his briars in one day. Brothers and sisters, Revelation 18 talks about the fall of Babylon coming in one day. But what is the linguistic theme that Isaiah is echoing here? What is it that brings this destruction of the papacy? It's this holy flame. It's Gideon's torch that shines out of the broken clay pots, because this is a spiritual battle. The final warning message to the world is a message of God's character of love that is presented to the world, that confronts the world through his people. And this is the fire that is under discussion symbolically here by Isaiah. And shall consume the glory of his forest and of his fruit fulfilled, both soul and body, and they shall be as when a standard bearer fainteth. And the rest of the trees of his forest shall be few, that a child may write them. And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel, as such as are escaped out of the house of Jacob, shall no more again stay upon him that smote them, but shall stay upon the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. Now, in our last presentation, or perhaps the one before it, we read a passage where Sister White commented on this particular part of Isaiah, and this is at a time period where what's under discussion is that the people here are sealed. They are staying upon the Lord forever. The remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob, unto the mighty God. For though thy people Israel be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return. The consumption decreed shall overflow with righteousness, for the Lord God of hosts shall make a consumption even determined in the midst of the land. Brothers and sisters, in our previous series, The Overflowing Scourge, we pointed out what this consumption is. It's only mentioned a few places in the Bible, and it's a destruction that comes for disobedience against God's commandments. Get your concordance out. It's very easy to track this one down. And he's talking here, Isaiah, about the destructive response by the Lord over the argument about God's commandments at the end of the world. And the argument is focused on the unrighteous decree that started this vision, the Sunday law. Continuing on. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, O my people that dwellest in Zion, be not afraid of the Assyrian. He shall smite thee with a rod, and shall lift up his staff against thee after the manner of Egypt. For yet a little while, and the indignation shall cease, and mine anger in their destruction. And the Lord of hosts shall stir up a scourge for him according